As we're now joined by head coach Brian Berg on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up. We've got to start with that defense, which is the hallmark of this program, to give up 27 points, the fewest given up by the Georgia Southern Eagles in 73 years. It's always good to make history, and even better when it's that kind of history.
I was excited for the growth from the Mercer games. Big focus going in is, one, to continue to work on our defensive identity. It does take time. There's a lot of aggressive play with rotations, and it's going to take time for those guys to understand those rotations, but that's what we're working on in our practice.
You had a chance to experiment quite a bit tonight, playing 13 different guys, and really with about 15 minutes left is when the bench started to empty. Getting those different combinations, what else did you find out about this group that's still trying to establish that identity?
Well, 1 through 18 on our roster, these guys have earned the right to do that. Back to June 22nd, we believe in a process. These guys have executed that process on a daily basis. And I was excited to see those guys get in, see them be unselfish, move the basketball, and then sit down and guard the way we guard. I think they played with discipline on both sides of the basketball and then executed a game plan. Sometimes that can be extremely challenging, but tonight the guys executed the game plan and it worked out in our favor.
You gave up just 12 first-half points, and at that point Carver was shooting 19% from the field, and conventionally you would think, and maybe from a psychological standpoint, you'd almost lay back a little bit, but even better in the second half, just 18.5%. They were 1 of 12 from 3. The fact that you were not just good defensively, but you were able to maintain that consistently throughout the entire 40 minutes was pretty impressive.
Yeah, give credit to our players. You know, we had a 0-0 on the scoreboard whenever we came out in the second half. We wanted to continue to guard and then focus on our principles. This is something that's a work in progress that we're going to continue to work on. And I think I'm seeing growth. We're going to get some recovery, you know, playing 3 games and in 5 days, get a little recovery for the bodies, and then have some good practice sessions before we head down to Florida to play 3 more games.
And those 3 games are in 4 days. It's Saturday against FIU. You get this Carver team again coming up on Sunday, and then you go to Florida Gulf Coast on Tuesday. How do the lessons learned from this experience of 3-5 help you get ready for what you're about to do? This time it's going to be on the road, though.
We're going to face some adversity. Guys are going to have tired legs, but we want to play with depth. And then you're playing against some really talented programs. Jeremy Ballard at Florida International is a phenomenal coach. He has great players. He has a scheme, extremely talented. I hadn't got a chance to really dive into Florida International. I just know that Coach Ballard does a great job, as well as Michael Fly at Florida Gulf Coast. Look forward to spending some time late in the evening, get a chance to watch and prepare for both or all 3 of these teams. But it's an opportunity for our team to continue to get better. And that's what our players understand that. They had the right mindset after the Mercer, a tough loss to Mercer. Had the right mindset in film sessions and then even on the practice court. Give credit to those players the last 5-6 days in their preparation and their approach.
What's the most important way that you feel that a game like this gets you back on the right track?
I think psychologically, you know, the one thing I want to make sure, these guys executed with discipline tonight, yes. Which is extremely hard. There was not, they executed the defensive game plan. They played the way we wanted to play. Give credit to them. But we'll put this one to bed. Show maybe a couple clips from that, and then we'll start focusing on the Florida trip.
Coach, thanks very much. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks so much.
That's head coach Brian Berg, whose Eagles just defeated Carver 92-27 to get to 4-2 on the season. We will continue with the Ford Locker Room wrap-up after this break from Learfield, IMG College.